Listening Library presents The Many Mysteries of the Finkel Family by Sarah Caput. Read for you by Gabby Epstein. Chapter 1, In which a new business is founded. Do you have a mystery that needs solving? Finkel Investigation Agency, solving consequential crimes only. Fiasco is here to help. Our team of experienced detectives can solve all/most mysteries, including theft, missing pets, and other matters requiring detecting skill and general awesomeness. For more information, talk to Lara Finkel, ASAP. Note: Fiasco cannot help find murderers. If you or someone you know has been murdered, please call a grown-up. Lara looked over her flyer with a great big frown. It really was too bad she couldn't come up with a name that spelled out fiasco instead of fiascoco. She was an excellent speller, in addition to being an excellent investigator. She didn't want anyone to get the wrong idea about that. But it was too late now to change the name. Her parents had not been pleased with her printing so many copies of her flyer using the family printer, and they'd clearly stated that there would be no second edition. So Lara would just have to live with Fiascoco. Her mother had also insisted that Lara add in the part about not solving murders. At first she'd resisted. After all, Georgia Ketteridge, girl super detective, would never turn down a murder case if she were lucky enough to find one. But given Lara's unfortunate tendency to get nauseous whenever she saw even a drop of blood, maybe Ima had a point. Okay, so Lara wouldn't be solving murder cases straight off. So what? She felt completely, totally, 100% certain that detective work was going to be her thing. Her cousin Aviva had math, and her sister, Caroline, had art, and her brother Benny had science-y things. Now Lara would have detecting, which just so happened to be way cooler than any of those other things. After having read all four books in the Georgia Ketteridge series, Lara knew she could solve a real-life mystery. If only one would come to her. It'll come, Lara told herself. The flyers were just step one. With her mission in mind, Lara gathered up the stack of flyers and headed for the door. It was still only the early afternoon, leaving plenty of time to redecorate the neighborhood in blazing yellow flyers. Not Lara's favorite color, but good for getting attention. Hopefully. For a moment, Lara considered enlisting Caroline's help in the matter. As annoying as her little sister could be, very, Caroline usually made things more fun. She should get Caroline. Yet something inside her rebelled at the idea. Maybe Caroline was her very favorite sibling, separated by a mere 15 months, but did that mean they had to do absolutely everything together? No, Lara decided. It did not. Lara paused when she reached the kitchen. Based on the too loud talk and enticing vanilla scent, she deduced two things. First, her sister and cousin were in there. Second, they were baking cupcakes. Without her. Stupid show-off Aviva and her stupid show-off cupcakes. As if it weren't enough that her cousin moved in last year and immediately became the smartest kid in Lara's grade. Apparently, she also had to bake cupcakes several times a week. They were good cupcakes, too. Lara supposed that was one reason why her sister and brothers failed to recognize the fact that Aviva was actually annoying. Lara couldn't help it. She marched into the kitchen.
Hello, Lara.
Her cousin said, not looking up from her mixing bowl.
We've already put the cupcakes in the oven, but you can still decorate them with us if you want.
Pretty, please. It will be fun,
Caroline said. She spoke using a computer voice that came out of her tablet. That was how Caroline talked. She'd type things into an app, and then a voice from her tablet, a snotty-sounding British lady, would speak her words out loud.
No,
Lara said firmly. Detective business required her full attention. She was about to leave Caroline and Aviva for good when her older brother, Noah, walked in.
Hello, annoying sisters,
he said.
And not at all annoying cousin who makes excellent baked goods.
Lara stuck her tongue out at him and straightened her stack of flyers.
I helped with the cupcakes. Do you want to reconsider?
In that case, I take it back until I've got my cupcakes. At least for you, Lina Lynn.
Noah gave his cheekiest smile. His eyes fell on Lara's stack of flyers.
Huh. What do you have there, Lara?
Noah snatched a flyer without asking. As he read, Lara twirled a piece of hair. It's not like she needed Noah's permission for anything. Of course she didn't. Still, she cared what her brother thought. A lot.
How are you an experienced detective?
Noah asked. Lara scowled. Rude.
I found Benny's favorite toy car for him last week, after everyone else gave up on it, she informed her brother. Plus, I figured out the cause of Kugel's hairball problem. It was the kettle corn he kept sneaking in the middle of the night.
So you're going from hairball investigations to solving actual mysteries?
A snicker came from Aviva's corner of the room. Lara forced herself to stay focused. Aviva's opinions did not matter in the slightest.
Absolutely, Lara said. The mystery of the hairball was very difficult to crack. And now Kugel hasn't had a single hairball in 2 weeks, thanks to me.
That is a true miracle.
Yes, it is,
Lara said, nobly choosing to ignore Noah's sarcasm. Fists clenched, Lara reminded herself that Georgia Ketteridge was graceful, even when dealing with annoying people.
Why are you calling it F-I-A-S-C-C-O?
He asked.
Because it sounds good. Any new business needs a marketing plan.
Sure,
Noah said in his I'm going to tell you what you want to hear but I don't really mean it voice. Lara despised that voice.
You do know what fiasco means, right?
Lara snatched the flyer out of Noah's hands.
Of course I do.
Then why did you name your detective agency after it?
Well, the idea is that when you have a fiasco, you go to fiasco. Get it?
Not really,
Noah muttered.
It does not make sense to me either,
Aviva said, as if anyone had asked her. That was quite enough. Noah and Aviva just didn't understand. Unfortunate, certainly, but it's not like Lara actually needed help from them, or anyone else. She straightened her pile of flyers and gave everyone a properly disdainful look. Well, at least she hoped it showed proper disdain.
I am going to post these around. If anyone you know needs mystery-solving services, I'm here to help, she said.
And she marched out of the house, clutching her flyers. It took more than an hour, but every house on the block got a fiasco flyer. With every paper she placed on a doorstep, hope swelled in Lara's chest. True, she didn't know if anyone on the street needed a detective, but surely someone out of all these people would want to hire her. As she went from door to door, Lara allowed her mind to wander. She had heard many, many times that people on the autism spectrum were blessed with extraordinary abilities, but she couldn't help but think that somehow this particular trait had passed her by.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?